In his desperation to destroy the Copenhagen view of quantum reality, Einstein had forgotten to take into account his own theory of general relativity. He had ignored the effects of gravity on the measurement of time by the clock inside the light box. General relativity was Einstein's greatest achievement. The theory appeared to me then, and it still does, the greatest feat of human thinking about nature, the most amazing combination of philosophic penetration, physical intuition, and mathematical skill, said Max Born. He called it a great work of art, to be enjoyed and admired from a distance. When the bending of light predicted by general relativity was confirmed in 1919, it made headlines around the world. J.J. Thompson told one British newspaper that Einstein's theory was a whole new continent of new scientific ideas. One of these new ideas was gravitational time dilation. Two identical and synchronized clocks in a room with one fixed to the ceiling and the other on the floor would be out of step by 300 parts in a billion billion, because time flows more slowly at the floor than at the ceiling. The reason was gravity. According to general relativity, Einstein's theory of gravity, the rate at which a clock ticks, depends upon its position in a gravitational field. Also, a clock moving in a gravitational field ticks slower than one that is stationary. Bohr realized that this implied that weighing the light box affected the timekeeping of the clock inside. The position of the light box in the Earth's gravitational field is altered by the act of measuring the pointer against the scale. This change in position would alter the rate of the clock, and it would no longer be synchronized with the clock in the laboratory, making it impossible to measure as accurately as Einstein presumed the precise time the shutter opened and the photon escaped from the box. The greater the accuracy in measuring the energy of the photon via E equals mc squared, the greater the uncertainty in the position of the light box within the gravitational field. This uncertainty of position prevents, due to gravity's ability to affect the flow of time, the determination of the exact time the shutter opens and the photon escapes. Through this chain of uncertainties, Bohr showed that Einstein's lightbox experiment could not simultaneously measure exactly both the energy of the photon and the time of its escape. Heisenberg's uncertainty principle remained intact, and with it, the Copenhagen interpretation of quantum mechanics. When Bohr came down to breakfast, he was no longer looking like a dog who has received a thrashing the night before. Now, it was Einstein who was stunned into silence as he listened to Bohr explain why his latest challenge, like those of 3 years earlier, had failed.